Liu Kung, a native of Yunnan province, was the deputy chief editor of the Central Daily Newspaper in the era of the Republic of China. In December 1949, after the communist takeover, Liu was arrested at Kunming Airport in Yunnan after returning on a flight from Hong Kong. He was held in Kunming Prison until 1954. In 1955, Premier Zhou Enlai instructed the Yunnan provincial authorities to consider Liu Kung as a United Front personage and to recruit him into the so-called United Front, with the result that Liu was hired as a member of the Yunnan Provincial Political Consultative Conference. During the campaign for the free airing of views in 1957, Liu Kung was invited several times to speak out by the Secretary General of the Provincial Political Consultative Conference. At a meeting of 1,000 people convened by the authorities, he made 3 suggestions to the CCP: rapprochement with the United States, replacing Russian language study at universities with English, and allowing the existence of non-governmental newspapers. A few days later, the Yunnan Daily newspaper published Liu's speech and condemned him as an anti-CCP, anti-proletariat, and anti-socialist ultra-rightist. In March 1958, Liu Kung was convicted of conspiring to overthrow the People's Government and sentenced to 10 years in prison. He served this sentence in various Laogai facilities, including a shoe factory, clothing factory, machinery factory, and paper factory. Upon the conclusion of his sentence, he was not released, but instead compelled to accept a forced job placement at a prison factory facility and was denied freedom of movement. In 1975, the CCP extended an amnesty to former officials of the Republic of China for which Liu qualified. After nearly 18 years of imprisonment, Liu was released in early 1976 and allowed to return home.